Like many 20-somethings, Corey Montre is reluctant to commit to a long-term relationship. That's why cross-cultured caught his attention and has him willing to take a chance.
So there's a lot of things that I'm interested in but haven't gone to, and it's just been a matter of pulling the trigger, basically, and doing it.
He said cross-cultured tapped into his desire to get more serious about the arts. And for $30, membership was affordable and gets him access to 30 events now through October, all at a steep discount.
Cross-cultured gave me the opportunity to check out these things that I otherwise would not have been able to.
Discounts and deals aren't new. What is different about cross-cultured, which has netted about 200 members since its launch, is one pass getting access to events at 10 different venues.
And I think that's part of the reason why the program is successful.
Katie Kruger is cross-cultured's founder.
People are already doing events and already offering content, so how do we just open the aperture a little bit to include more people to that already existing content?
Similar to a good relationship, cross-cultured is more than meets the eye. Beyond the surface niceties of deals and discounts, Kruger designed cross-cultured to be a member's first step in a long, meaningful relationship with a cultural institution.
The goal of cross-cultured is not to overshadow or be an umbrella of the participating young philanthropist institutions. It is really to be a stage where we spotlight the different organizations.
In addition to having gathered the support of various cultural venues, cross-cultured has caught the attention of arts champions such as the Bonfey Stanton Foundation and Denver Arts and Venues.
This creates an opportunity for folks to really try something different or something they may not have ordinarily done in a sort of a commitment light kind of way.
Ginger White is Denver Arts and Venues Deputy Director. White added the model offered by cross-cultured could help cultivate a lifelong appreciation for the arts, one of the goals in the city's cultural plan. It certainly enticed Corey Montre. Prior to cross-cultured, he said the C Film Center was a place he merely coveted from afar. But a screening of Sharknado changed that.
I think I'm definitely going to join the Real Social Club.
The Real, R-E-E-L, Social Club, is the Film Society's membership organization. Kruger, delighted to have made the match, said she hopes it's one of the many cultural love connections the past can claim. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.